accession number 22915, reel 6.
Les, ride out reel 6. That's it, carry on.
Yeah, Bob, a regular, he's one of my big mates still now. Mm. And we were together all that time. He lives on the quay in Poole now.
Oh, right.
And we keep in touch.
Yeah.
But he was in the Territorials, you see, before.
Right. It must have been quite difficult. I mean, you got married in 1944, but you and your wife hadn't lived together very long, had you?
No.
Just for a leave,
we,
I suppose.
Well, you see, when
you came back.
When I came out, I was sent home on leave for 3 weeks, because they told me that I was going to Canada for 3 years. That's what they told me.
Oh, right. Oh, when?
So I got married. I got married in then 3 weeks,
Oh, right, yeah.
And I never went, when I went back, I was sent back to Germany in the line.
Yes.
Not to Canada at all.
Yeah.
But that was the reason. Otherwise, I suppose I shouldn't have got married. Because there was time and got a special license, you see. Got married in church, of course. Mm. Special license. I had to go to Salisbury to the bishop to get this license and have dressed down, you know.
Did he?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, he dressed me down. And it was nearly like another marriage, the things he went through.
Really? Mm. Ask you questions.
Yeah, yeah. Quite a lot.
Yeah.
And we got married at Charles Oakford with the Reverend Delahaye. Never forget. Never forget. And we got married on the Saturday and I was back on the boat on Monday.
Really? Yeah. So really, in a way, when you came back from the war, when you were demobbed,
yeah,
you hardly knew your wife, really, did you?
Well, not really,
not
no.
Well. Yeah.
No, not as long as well as I do now, sure.
Yeah, that's it.
But
yeah. So it must have been quite difficult settling down to being married.
Oh yes, it was. Yeah,
to civilian life. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was at the time. I was in church with my sister.
Oh really? Yeah.
And my wife was in the choir.
Oh right. Yeah. That's where you'd see.
And that's how it started off. I didn't start it, she did.
Did she?
Yeah. Yeah, she went home and said to her mother, I wonder who that man was with the Mrs. Moore, that was my sister's name, see. So after that, her mother asked my sister, and she said, oh, that was my youngest brother.
Yeah.
And that's how it went.
Yeah, yeah.
Went on from there.
So you met your wife originally when
yes.
You were still at school, were you? Or
oh, no.
You were working?
No. Only when I came on leave once and went to church.
Right, oh, right. So when you were on
that's
the,
all.
In the army, yeah. Oh,
that's
right.
All.
So you hadn't seen
so
much
she's
of
pardoned
each other.
Me, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. So you hadn't seen much of each other, really, then?
Not really, no.
Before you
no,
got married,
no.
Yeah.
No. But as it so happened, it turned out to be that her father and my father was pals, see.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Although they were in two different villages, but close together. And that's how it turned out.
Yeah. So you've been
married
a good year.
So her family knowed my family, and my family knowed her family.
That's it.
Mm. So it'll be 58 years come September.
Really? Do you think it's going to last now?
I should hope so.
It is, yeah. It's an awful long time.
Well, I'd like to get my 60th anyway.
Yeah.
That's not all that long, is it, really?
Yeah.
Not there these days.
Yeah, yeah. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had 4 children, 3 boys and a girl.
Uh-huh.
And they've all been to college except the girl.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and university. Got one as a dentist.
Oh, really?
And my daughter's girl, she's a staff nurse at Poole Hospital.
Yeah. All right. Well, you must be very proud of them.
Yeah. Mm. And one boy's down Yeovil, Westlands. The other lives up near Stockbridge. He's got his own firm.
Really? Oh.
And my youngest son, he's a plumber and a plumber and a heating engineer.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, so he's got on now.
Yeah, good job, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to keep telling him, go steady, not work too hard, you know. Mm. Like I had to, perhaps.
Yeah.
But, no, when you're young, you don't worry about it, do you?
That's it, yeah.
You get along.
Yes, yeah. So when you came back to Civvy Street,
yeah.
You went back to your job on the roads.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Back with father and me and two of my brothers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And how long did you stay doing that?
I stayed there... what was I? 26, I suppose. Yeah, 26. I stayed until I was 30. Mm-hmm. And then I went out. And then I came out. And because when you come out of the army, you could go on a course. Mm. It cost you 40 quid.
Oh, right. Quite a lot of money.
Yes, to learn the basics of a trade that you wanted to.
What did you want to do?
I went on a bricklayer.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then after that was over, I went and done a few odd jobs, you know. Mm. And then it turned into, I had got a couple of blokes working for me and went on from there.
Right. So where did you do your bricklaying course?
Oh, Stroud.
Stroud?
Yeah.
In Gloucestershire?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, there was bricklaying, carpentry, or plumbing, or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you, like with bricklaying, you're on a building, and you can pick up the other bloke's trade, you know, over the year. You can pick it up. Mm. So that's what I done.
Yes, all right. And you did that for the rest of your life?
I did that, yes. Did that till me life.
Yeah.
I was section and verger over Child Oakwood Church for 8 years.
Were you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you
a bell ringer for 70 years.
Really? Goodness.
Yeah.
So bell you've always done 70. A lot in the community.
There's the church over there.
Oh, really?
Where I was born. That's the village I was born in.
Yes, yeah.
That's the house I was born in, yeah. I told you. And this is what I've just had presented to me by the Mr. Newton Parochial Church Council.
Yeah. Wow.
And they...
That was because of what?
They gave me that. Well, I used to cut the grass at the church, you see,
yeah.
For years.
Mm.
And other odd jobs for them.
Yes.
And I had that.
Lovely.
And £30 worth of vouchers.
Uh-huh.
That I could spend at a garden centre near Sherborne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather, so you've always done a lot in the community.
Oh yes, always.
Mm, mm.
I just packed that in now, that's why they give it me. I didn't want it. You know, what I'd done and
yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
But I packed that in and I was secretary of the Legion for what? 18 years.
Really? That's a long time,
yeah.
Isn't it?
So I've, I just now give it up. I missed it to start off with, but, you know, I thought at 83, time is enough.
Yeah.
I can probably put my feet up a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Enjoy yourself.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember hearing about the bomb being dropped on Hiroshima?
I can remember it, yeah.
Mm. What did you think about that? Because you'd seen a lot of killing, and that bomb killed a lot of people.
Oh, yes. It was over again, wasn't it?
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Of course, they dropped one, you see, not just down at Tambacombe.
Mm.
Station.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But, you see, we had... I don't know whether I ought to say it, because it'll be recorded somewhere else, I suppose.
No, it won't. This is only just for the museum. It'll never be heard or broadcast.
There were two blokes, Lord of the Manor, who's up across that way.
Uh-huh.
His father was a black shirt.
Oh, really?
and he had his tithe barn full of swastikas.
Did he?
And he had intercom with Lord Haha.
Really?
Yeah. And I was on leave when he was interned on the river bridge down there, on the, yeah, Pitt Rivers.
Oh, right. And his name was Pitt Rivers, wasn't it?
Yes, and now his son's up here, Anthony, and he's nearly the same.
Really?
This is who added all this building down out here.
Oh, really? What, the new building around the back?
Yeah.
Oh, it's him, is it?
He came back here to live to try and make amends for his father, see?
Really?
But never. The older people, like myself, we knew what was carried on.
Had you met his father?
He's dead now.
Yeah, but did you meet him?
Oh, I? Me?
Mm.
No.
No.
Not really.
No.
Only that time when I was on the bridge when he was interned.
Yes, yeah.
And then there was another one over at Fontenelle Magna by the name of Ralph Gardner. He used to get in the wood and send up flares.
Did he?
Yeah.
What was he signaling?
When the planes come over.
Oh,
yeah. Jerry planes up.
Yeah.
He used to send up flares.
Yeah. Was there much bombing round here?
Not all that close. No, but there were several places that was bombed singly.
Yeah.
You know, single bombs.
Yes. Yeah.
But not a great deal.
Mm.
That was the biggest scare, I suppose. You know, the Tumbacombe station.
Yes. Yeah.
As I think then, you see, it was they wanted to get rid of the bombs because they were hot on their tail.
Yeah. They didn't know where they were, so
that's right.
And go back to Germany.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. But Bristol was the worst.
Mm.
Well, of course, London.
Terrific, yes. Yeah.
Plymouth and Bristol. That was, yeah, it was
terrible, yeah. That was, really. Yeah. So you went on reserve when you finished?
Yeah, I went on reserve.
Mm. But you never got cold.
I never got cold, and I shan't now.
No. I think you're safe now. You didn't join the TA, though?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't join that.
Yeah.
But they're taking them up now, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
To be well, it's like policing, isn't it?
That's
really.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm sure. We got troops there, and troops somewhere else, and I don't know.
Yeah. When you were abroad, did you write letters home?
Every day.
Goodness.
Well, when I could.
Mm.
But when you're on a scheme or something, that was.
Yeah.
Otherwise, every day at 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and my wife used to write to me at the same time.
Oh, isn't that romantic? Yeah. So 8 o'clock in the evening.
And I had a kit bag full.
Did you?
Of letters. This, you know what a kit bag is, don't you? I had a full. Well, I've been home some little time, went through a lot of them, and we burnt them.
You can publish them now.
Well, that's what we did. Every day when it was possible.
Yeah.
But she did it every day, because she didn't know she could manage it.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
But I couldn't very well.
And did you receive letters regularly?
Yes. Yeah, but of course, my letters to was all censored. Yeah.
So, was there much you could say, really? You couldn't say what you've been doing, really,
no,
could you?
No. You could just say where you were.
Right.
And that's about all.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bit difficult. But your post always found you then, wherever you were, did it? It's
amazing. It found me. And all the other lads.
Yeah. And it was regular, was it?
Yes.
What, every few days?
Yes, yes, amazing. Yes.
Yeah. It always surprises me now.
But, we were treated very well in that way. We had all the correspondence.
Yes, yeah.
Well, it might be 3 days, might be 4 days, sometimes just be a week.
Mm.
It's all according, you know, where you were,
yes.
Really, and how close they could get to you.
That's it, yeah.
It was always delivered to headquarters, you see.
Mm. Yes, yeah, that's right. And then they send it out.
Yeah.
So when you first came back, you managed to settle down to married life. I mean, your nightmares must have disturbed your wife a bit.
Well, yes, it did.
Frighten her, yeah.
It did, it did, most definitely. Mm. That did.
Was there any one thing you dreamt about? Was there one incident that haunted you?
No, not really. The biggest thing was, we used to always, lots of times, dream about my mates.
Right. What, those you'd lost?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Mm. Yeah, because I've been back, we've been back to France, I don't know how many times. And my biggest mate was killed.
Mm. Who was that?
It came from Bristol, Oswald Ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I wrote to his mother just after it happened, while I was on leave. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she wrote back and said to me, and you know what she said? What happened to his signet ring? Mm-hmm. I thought that was awful.
She
whether she thought that I took it off.
Oh no, she probably just thought she'd like it as a keepsake, you know.
But yeah. I didn't just.
Oh, no,
well,
no.
You never had time to do anything.
No. Perhaps she wanted it as a keepsake.
Well, she might have done. Yeah. Mm. But at the time, I thought it was a bit galling, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you would do.
I mean,
if I had the chance to take it off, I would have. Send it to her.
Exactly, yeah. Well, it should have been sent to her.
Yes.
Somebody had it.
Somebody
had it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's a shame, isn't it? Yeah. Still. Do you think you've got any physical effects remaining from your service?
Well, yes, I was wounded, see.
Were you? You haven't told me that.
No, I know I didn't. Oh.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, I was wounded in... the Battle of Hill Woman too, actually, and I was sent back for a few days. I was wounded there.
Uh-huh.
I still got some shrapnel in there.
Oh, right, in the back of the left hand.
Yes,
yeah.
Between the two pieces of skin.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and clipped up behind the ear, uh-huh. And on the backside.
Oh, right, yeah. So
I went back to a field punishment, field ambulance.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
what did they do?
They patched me up. For about a week, I suppose. Mm. A week, 6-7 days.
Well, you stayed and in the hospital, yeah. Did you?
Yeah, and then I went back in the line again.
Right.
Mm. Lucky, really.
Yes. Yeah.
Lucky, very lucky.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you used to be along with your mate this minute and next minute, he was blown away. Mm.
Yeah, just gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Any of your medals for a particular... incidents?
Well, the French one was mm-hmm.
That's one lot, isn't it? And this is the French one.
No, that's it. That's the one there. That.
So what was that particularly for?
The liberation of France, that was.
Right.
And the thing what I think of most is when de Gaulle presented it to me.
Did he?
Yeah.
When was that?
Well, it was just after the war. We was over there.
Yeah. No.
No, we was over there on a visit.
Mm-hmm.
And we got friends there, you see.
Yeah.
And they got in touch with him somehow.
Oh, really? Yeah. Because you were saying they only made 49 of those, is that right?
That's 79.
79.
There was only 79 of those struck.
So why did you get one, you tell me?
Well, it was because of my mates, really, you see. My friends over there.
Really? Yeah.
I was very friendly with them, and they knew me for a long time.
Right.
And they got in touch.
Yeah. All right, yeah.
And that's how it come about.
Mm.
But that is the most treasured medal that I've got.
Yes, yeah.
Even now, it would be worth some money.
Yes. So where was it presented? Where did you have to go?
In Paris.
Sorry?
Paris.
In Paris. You went to Paris?
Yeah.
And where did you have to go to in Paris?
Or to It was actually in Paris, but it was a large, like a headquarters of De Gaulle.
Yes, yeah.
That's what it was.
This was when he was president.
That's right, he was president.
Yeah. Mm. And so that must have been quite a ceremony, was it?
Oh, it was. Yeah. Oh, it was. It was spot on, that was.
Yeah.
Just right.
So there were 79 of you were there, or?
No.
They didn't all receive them at the same time?
No, they received them as they went. Yeah. But that's the one.
Yeah.
And I only got our friends to thank.
Yeah. Which friends were those?
In France.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Which
friends? When we went back, first time we went back for a weekend.
Mm. When was billeted after the war?
After.
Yeah.
And we were billeted in the different places.
Uh-huh.
And the people that was like myself, and other of my mates, they kept in touch with them, see? And we keep in touch with them.
Mm.
They, now, they had a small farm when we saw them, went for the weekend. But now, they got a massive pony club.
Oh, really?
And they train the disabled.
Oh, yes, I know. Riding ponies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's in near Bayeux Cemetery actually.
Oh really?
About two fields away.
Yeah. Oh lovely.
That's all.
Yeah. How do you think your service made you into a different person? You must be a bit of a different person than if you hadn't.
Well, the discipline.
Gone into the army. Discipline. So.
But I can honestly say that I was strict with my children, but. I can honestly say I never laid hand and I never touched them, never hit them once.
Mm.
It was just come from here.
Yeah.
And I mean, the point is that when you bring up children, if you discipline them so that when they leave you and go into the world, if they don't let you down, that's the secret.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the main thing I think.
Mm.
Mm. You know as well as I, it's different today, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot different.
That's it. Yeah.
They don't. There's no discipline at all, is there?
Not a lot.
No.
Not in most of it. Yeah.
Mm. No. Strange. But I found that the discipline begins around the family table.
Yeah.
On the meal table.
Got to. Yes. Yeah. That's right.
That's what I found.
Yeah. So you've told me about, you've just admitted you've been wounded and you only just remember to tell me about Dunkirk. Are there any other bits of your service, you know, any little stories or people that you want to add in?
I don't think there is. I think I've really covered most of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
It's been a fascinating tale. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much.
That's right. So I'll just say, let's read out end of reel 6.